This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, where can you buy a house for $1,000? But before we get into our topic, I did want to just touch base with you really quick here. As you are listening to this, I am in Indianapolis. I am working on the 22-unit apartment out there. We're doing something a little bit different in that we have taken a couple of units that are studio or efficiency units and are transforming them into Airbnb rentals. I just experimented a little bit with this last month, and surprisingly, I got a really good response just by listing one particular unit. And this is something that I had actually talked to with one of our guests, Al Williamson, who was on recently, and he talked about how he has some of his smaller single-family homes that he's been able to transform into Airbnb rentals. So I just put together a quick little ad, put it on Airbnb, and very quickly got somebody to sign up. And I put a 30-day term on the rental so that I don't have a lot of turnaround, because I just don't have the staff there to be able to turn around the properties that quickly. So what I did is I got this guy that signed up, and the rental that he paid for 1 month was almost three times what the regular rental rate was. It was just a real good experiment. Yeah, there were a lot of things that went wrong, and that's one of the reasons I'm going out there is I really am going to try to fix up the unit to have all the amenities that you would get in a hotel or motel at a lesser price. I think that's kind of where Airbnb is really excelling right now, is that a lot of people are renting, maybe it's a room in somebody's house, or maybe it's a property, they have a smaller property, or maybe it's a whole home. The renters are paying a price that's less than they would pay if they got something comparable at a hotel. So that's one of the things that I'm doing right now, and I'll give you guys an update. I'm even going to try and do some video here, so it'll give you an idea of what we're doing, and we'll put that on our YouTube channel. Anyway, let me move into our topic here. Where can you buy a house for $1,000? Now, this topic I kind of struggled with, to be honest with you, because I was looking at this and I initially entitled the podcast, Can You Buy a House for $1,000? But I realized I'd already, by phrasing the question that way, I'm setting myself up for a yes or no answer. And that is one of the biggest problems we have in entering into real estate investing, is that when we're presented with a yes or no answer, it's so much easier to go to the no. Why don't I buy this property? Well, I don't have the money. Gosh, I heard about this guy who bought a property and he lost all this money. And well, you know, so that I rephrase this for a purpose, and I really have, where can you buy a house for $1,000? Because I'm already assuming that I'm going to be able to buy a house for $1,000. And that's part of what I wanted to talk about here as starting off, is that I think sometimes people just immediately have the excuse that they don't have enough money to get started in real estate. And this is really a fear-based lie. And I say that, and it sounds kind of like a harsh term there, but really I say that because that we talk ourselves out of stuff all the time, at least I do, and I battle with that. And I realize that, you know, this is not the attitude that's going to be able to move you forward if you really, really want to see this happen in terms of using real estate to make a difference. My hope is that maybe after listening to this, the excuses that you have may be stripped away and that you'll end up looking at this as more of a maybe a challenge that you can overcome. Every week, you know, I interview some of the most successful real estate investors in the country, and as well as a bunch of average Joes just like you and me, maybe. These people have quit their day jobs, they're living off their rental property income, or they're growing a multi-million dollar portfolio for their retirement and their family legacy, and the list goes on and on. These are people that are making it happen, regular people just like you and me, all because they aren't asking the yes or no questions, like, can I really be financially independent in 5 to 10 to 20 years? But they're asking questions like, how much do I need? And how long will it take? You see, it's much easier to find an excuse to say no than it is to just do it. So at the end of my guest interviews, I don't know if you guys know this, but always ask the question, if there was a major catastrophe and you lost absolutely everything except $1,000 in cash, what would you do with that $1,000 cash to rebuild your real estate business? And I get a wide range of answers, some of them very creative. I could probably go into a lot of those now, but that's not the point of this podcast. But basically, the most common answer I receive from my guests is, well, I wouldn't even need the $1,000. You know, at first when I heard this, I go, what? You know, what would you do? Well, you know, they realize, first off, that they have this knowledge, they have information, and they know how to grow real estate investments. And going into it, they realize that it's really not so much about the money, but it's about two things, attitude and relationships. And if you have the attitude that you're going to do this and you go into it with that mindset, that's more than half the battle. I'd say that's 80% of the battle. But then the other part of it is relationships. You can't do real estate investing without cultivating relationships that you're going to grow with, and you're going to be able to partner with people. People will invest in what you're doing. There's a lot of different ways to do this. You could use the $1,000, and that's kind of the topic that I've zeroed in on today. You know, the most successful people are confident because they know they've been there and they've done it. And so they have an advantage over those of us that haven't started out yet. And I recognize that. But think of some of the wealthiest people in the world and ask, have they ever failed? Have they ever gone bankrupt before? Have they ever lost everything? How many times? And how many times did they rebuild their fortunes even bigger than it was before they failed? I mean, there are story after story after story. And that's really something to take to heart. When you go into this, it shouldn't be, can I? It really needs to be, what's my goal and how long is it going to take me to get there? As I researched this topic, it was very interesting for me. And I have never bought a house for $1,000, so I'll say that right up front. But I found a number of places that you can do that. One thing I did do is I did almost purchase a property on eBay. I actually submitted a bid and it was accepted, started an LOI, and it was not for $1,000, but it was a pretty large multifamily that I was going to get for like $40,000. I actually went through the process. I actually made the bid. I actually contacted the person and put together the LOI. It didn't close because the person changed their mind at the last minute. And that's, you know, one thing that's really kind of interesting about eBay is there are these properties on there for less than $1,000. They're not common, and you're not going to find them every time. But if you go in there and you look for under real estate for sale or land for sale, you will find these that are bidding under $1,000. You'll find some that you can actually buy outright for under $1,000. Yeah, they may be really, you know, a piece of desert land somewhere that is really not that great, but you can find these, and sometimes they aren't so bad, and sometimes it's actually a house or even a multifamily or something, and it may require a lot of work. But you know, you buy it for under $1,000 and you put in $20,000, and maybe you have something that's going to be worth $100,000. You don't know until you actually start looking. So eBay is one of those areas that you go in there with caution. You can actually win the bid. You're not really nailed down to it until, you know, you get into the actual paperwork or the contract or whatever's involved. So it's kind of an uncommitted way to do it. Then there are the auction sites. So the biggest ones are auction.com and another one called bidforassets.com. And these links will be in the show notes so you can take a look at them. Auction.com is a little bit more complicated, and you do have to have, you know, skin in the game. You have to have the money and ahead of time and before you get involved. But there's another one, this bidforassets.com, where you can bid on all types of properties. Also, it's also all types of assets. There are other things being sold there besides real estate. But the real estate part is really interesting. And they have this special category called $1 no reserve homes or $1 no reserve land, where you can actually go in and bid a dollar for a home or a chunk of land. And you can do that where you have a chance to actually buy a land for a lot less than $1,000 or a home. These are usually foreclosure auctions for the U.S. Marshals Service or tax foreclosure auctions. There's a lot of different things in there, but it is an area where it's possible to buy land or homes, actual homes, for under $1,000. These are the kinds of things you also have to look for. If you're looking for something that cheap, a lot of people would say, why would I want to buy a $1,000 home? I mean, it's going to either fall apart, or it's termite infested, or it's got all kinds of problems. And immediately we come in with the no, because, and I understand that. And I think that that's probably got a great case there. But there are also these other land properties that I looked at that aren't so bad. As I researched this, I saw that in Detroit, okay, that's all I do is say the word Detroit, and I'm sure some of you guys are going, yeah, sure, you can buy all kinds of things in Detroit for under $1,000. But they have a organization called the Detroit Land Bank, and where they actually do these really low cost auctions. And some of these are really nice old brick homes, and yeah, they may be in the hood, they may be in a real tough area, but I've looked at some of the homes, and I also have the link on here too for some of the properties that were being sold in Detroit in this category of under $1,000. It's so funny. When I first heard about Detroit and wow, you could buy places there and there's a great place for rentals, and you know, immediately I just shut down. I said, no, you know, that's Detroit's a disaster. You're going to go into some bad areas. But, you know, as I kept saying this, and I was one of those no guys going through this, I've got other friends that are making all kinds of money in Detroit, and you're kind of going, wait a minute, what's going on? How did you make money there? Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with that attitude thing. You can go into it thinking that, yeah, it's going to be a disaster, or you can find those areas that really aren't the hood, that really aren't the war zone. You know, a little bit of knowledge to be able to buy a place inexpensively, fix it up right, find the right tenant, and be able to work it. And a lot of times I'll say, yeah, well, that's Detroit. You know, it's a gamble unless you really learn it and know it. Yeah, you've got to educate yourself. And that's the key thing here, is you really need to go into it with the right attitude. Don't immediately go in there and shut it down. There's an article, I also have a link in our show notes about homes for sale in Kansas City. Okay, now Kansas City is on all of our lists here in terms of some of the top areas to invest in the country. Emerging market, a lot of great returns happening in Kansas City. Well, this was dated, it's February 14th, 2014, you know, Valentine's Day there. And you could buy a home in Kansas City. Now, granted, it was on the southeast side, maybe not the best place, but you know, there are things changing in that town. If you do your research, you do your homework, you can find out more about these properties. There are a lot of opportunities out there, and it's not going to be easy. Buying a $1,000 home may be a challenge, but if you got that home for $1,000, what would it take to turn it around for $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000? I think it would all just depend. Another thing is raw land, easier probably than a property with a good house on it. We had an episode 083 called Flipping Raw Land with Mark Podolsky, otherwise known as the Land Geek. And this is how this guy, you know, went from being an investment banker to a full-time land geek, just flipping land and not even having to do anything on the land, not having to build anything, just finding land and being able to sell it and just turn it around. A lot of raw land is available in these auctions, and that might be something you might want to consider too. I actually looked at, if I bought this little piece of land, and this was in a resort area where a lot of people have cabins and they escape for the you know, weekend or the second homes, what have you. And I found this house you could buy for under $1,000. I'll have a link to that as well. It's a small house, you know, these small homes are common now, but it's like an 8x8 arched cabin, but a little bungalow type thing that somebody could get this little kit, you know, build this little arched cabin, buy a piece of land for a couple $100, and you could put it on Airbnb, and people could, you know, come and rent this as a vacation rental. I think you're only limited by your creativity here, and if you think about it, there are so many ways to make money in real estate investing. Well, I'm going to have a guest on pretty soon, which is real interesting, that was a real estate agent and really wanted to get on the investing side. And she went in with a determination to learn about auctions and the whole auction process. And through that, she built literally a financial empire just through auctions and understanding the process and how auctions work. So much of it is education too. And you really need to learn. You need to get the background on the area that you might want to pursue. But I really feel that, can you buy a house for $1,000? Yes. I mean, I've seen these homes for sale for $1,000. Is it something you want to do? Well, that's up to you. But I honestly believe that so much of this is attitude. It's really the way that you go into what it is you're going to do. If you go in there with a poor attitude and you're looking for excuses not to do what you're doing, then you're just not going to get far. But if you keep moving forward and you set a plan and you stay focused on that plan and don't get discouraged and continue to move forward, you learn from your mistakes and you go to the next step and the next step and the next step, you're going to get there. But keep in mind, so much of this is attitude. So much of it really is going from the yes and no questions to how much, how long, what's my next step? And really looking at, I can achieve this. I can do this. And I really, you know, putting this out there more for you guys that might be having a tough time getting started. You can do it. You know, I jumped into this crazy goal of 1,000 units by 2020, and I'm sticking to it. I've got a lot of people that listen that are holding me accountable and that I don't want to let down. But I also know that I can do this. And I've talked to guys all the time that have done it. And it's just a matter of staying fixed, you know, believing that you can make this happen. That is it for today, guys. There are a lot of links that I mentioned that you can go to where you can actually see or find some of these $1,000 and less homes that are for sale or auction. And, you know, do your research if you want to do that. But, you know, the most important thing is really sitting down, setting your goal and moving forward. That's it. Check out those links on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Look for the show notes, and all the links that I've mentioned will be there. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.